Our family.
Alex, you are very supportive of your wife. Any advice for men who are going through a similar journey?
Well, you have to understand that the hormones can have a big effect on your wife, can cause depression, and also the medication can have an effect as well. And you may have to take on the chores that your wife normally does and just be patient and supportive of your wife. You probably need to go with your wife to all the appointments if you can, because she needs your support. It's a long haul, but it's worth it in the end.
I'm thankful that obviously we managed to have our treatment before the official lockdown, so you were able to come with me. Because I'm just wondering about all these other people that are now, when the health clinics reopen fully and Harley Street goes back to a full opening time scale, they probably won't be able to bring their partners with them. So it's like, I'm thankful that I think we're about 2 weeks out from the official lockdown, where we had the insemination and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then they officially closed everything down.
It was the end of February, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our family.
My advice as a lady that's going through IVF, my advice for other women and for other couples is that this is one of the most important journeys that some couples go through. You need to go through it together. I know it may seem at first when I started taking the medication and the injections and I was administering them to myself, I was feeling like, well, Alex has it easy. I was feeling like, you know, my husband has it very easy. You know, he just turns up and it's like he had the fun side of the IVF treatment. And I was the one taking the medication, you know, having to work to a routine of medication, injections, blood test, urine test. It was like I was like a human pincushion. And then towards the latter stages, and even now, my husband is administering injections to me also, which was extra medication that's been added. Prontagest. Yeah, Prontagest is the injections that he gives to me. It kind of brought him more into what I've been going through and gave him more of a hands-on experience to show that, you know, he's not just in the background just providing the sperm. He is involved in the treatment process. So it's just a case of, if you're lucky enough to be in a couple, go through it together, support each other, and you're going to have to lean on your partner more than you're used to, because taking regular medication and injection does have its toll on the body. But when you weigh it up with what you're getting and what you're getting out of it, a baby, a chance to start your family, it's worth it. There are stages that you have to go through that you're going to need someone there that is your ultimate go-to and support system. If you're doing it by yourself, have a friend, have a family member, someone that you know that if you're having a mood swing at 6 p.m. in the evening or something like that, that you know you can call that person, you can text that person, and they're going to be there for you and reassure you and remind you of why you're doing this and what the outcome is, and to keep you strong and to realign your thoughts so that you remember that even though the injections, it might be a little bit slightly painful, the medication takes its toll, that you know at the end of it you're going to have a child. So it's just having someone as your support system. There are different stages. You go through worry, excitement, disappointments, uncertainties, mood swings from the various medications. You do get bruising from injections. Setting timers for multiple injections throughout the day. Morning sickness. Feeling extremely tired, which that is obviously a side effect of being pregnant. I'm thinking more so, because I'm on the extra medication, I think for the past 4 weeks, I've been completely drained. Like, my husband has noticed a change. Like, he's literally had to pick up on all of the housework and mainly sorting out dinner, because it's like I've been completely drained and I've never felt felt like that before, like in my life. Like literally I could be sitting there and the next minute I'm in deep sleep. But I obviously know that's obviously a side effect from pregnancy. You'll have countless blood tests, urine tests, but there's also that love rush when you see your embryo growing. You see your first scan, your second scan, the last scan. Like, I was in tears. My husband, you could see he was emotional, but it's just amazing when you actually see your child growing and to know that it's starting to move. Obviously, I can't feel it yet, but it's starting to move. And we've downloaded a baby app, and that tells us, you know, the size of the baby every day, you know, every week, what size it is, what's happening, what's developing. It's just amazing. It's a process. We've only, at the moment, shared the information with our close family and friends. With the UK lockdown, I think we're just going to keep news of our pregnancy between us and our close family and friends. I don't think we're going to, you know, go onto social media and post all over there, because I just feel like this is our happiness right now. We want to keep it that way. And, you know, once our baby's here, we can make all the announcements, you know, publicly. But we just feel like with all what's going on right now, we just want to keep our happiness right now to ourselves. You know, other people are doing what they need to do during the lockdown to, you know, even though it's good news, I just feel like we want to keep this happiness for ourselves at the moment. And that's that.
Charlotte confessed last week that they now know the sex of the baby, a boy. She doesn't want to share on social media and said they want to keep the happiness for themselves. We are so grateful to Charlotte and her husband for allowing us to have a little peek into their happiness and to share their story with other people who might be seeking fertility treatment. We are looking forward to witness the rest of their journey. This is the end of today's podcast featuring Charlotte, a podcast by Delia Cor.
Our family.